We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about that Celtic Bucks series that shifted to Milwaukee on Saturday to the five serve? First half, it was Milwaukee in the first quarter, 22-19. Then Boston has the huge second quarter, 31-24 over the Bucks. They led 50-46 at the break. But then in the third, the Bucks went nuts. They outscored Boston 34-17. By the end of that quarter, Giannis had had 31. At one point, early in the third, Giannis hit a two. They were down a bucket, 50-48. And then it just took forever for somebody to score. It was insanity. Literally, from 11:42 of the third down to 10:05 of the quarter when Drew Holiday made a 26-foot three from Giannis, and it was 51-50 Bucks. And then you get a Horford bucket, 52-51 Celtics. Then Giannis makes a driving layup, 53-52 Bucks. And then you get a Giannis at the line, makes a free throw. They go up 54-52. Brown makes a driving layup. It's a tie game at 54s. Then nobody scores for a while. Giannis gets fouled with about 8.5 left in the quarter, makes the first, makes the second. They're up a bucket, 56-54. Then you get a Giannis bucket at 8:15. They're up 4, 58-54. And you can see it starting to open up a little bit. Connaughton makes a two-pointer with about 7:40 left from Holiday. It was 60-54. Then with 7:20 left, Portis, a 16-foot floater from Giannis. They're up 8, 62-54. You get a Williams, the third dunk. It's 62-56. Holiday makes a 13-footer. You're up 8 again, 64-56. At 6:14, Holiday makes a two-pointer from Giannis. They're up 10, 66-56. Then Grant Williams makes a driving dunk from the corner pocket. Pump fake, goes to the lane, throws it down. It's 66-58. Bucks still on top. That was from Horford. Then about 5.5 left, Smart makes a bomb 27-footer three. It's a five-point game. They were down 66-61. With five left, Portis makes a free throw, makes another. They're up 7, 68-61. Then you get Giannis at the line. He makes both free throws. They're up 70-61 with 4.5 left in the quarter. White makes a couple free throws for Boston. It was 70-63. Bucks, and then you get a Matthews three from Giannis. They're up 10 again, 73-63. Then you go all the way to about 2:42 left. White makes a couple free throws. It's 73-64 Bucks. 2 minutes left. Holiday makes a 15-footer. They're up 75-64. Then a Lopez follow dunk with 1.5 minutes left. They're up 77-64. Tatum gets the driving layup from Williams the third. It's 75-66 Milwaukee. 40 seconds left. Holiday makes a 23-footer from Allen. It's 80-66. White makes a free throw. It's 80-67. And then that was how the third quarter ended, with the Bucks up 80-67 over the Celtics, playing in front of their own fans. In the fourth, early, Brown makes a 6-foot two. It's an 11-point game. Horford makes a three. Suddenly it's 80-72. Bucks up. Connaughton with 10:48 left makes a three from Giannis. They're up 11, 83-72. You get Brown going to the line. He makes a couple free throws. It's a 10-point game. Giannis, a three. It's 86-73 Bucks. And then White makes a three. And this guy, Derek White, has just been playing unbelievable ball. Horford assisted on that one. It was a 10-point game, 86-76. Portis had a tip shot that went in. What about 9:10 left? It was 88-76. Brown makes a deep 28-foot three from Horford. It was 88-79. Horford, a driving layup. He got right down into Main Street in the lane from Brown. Puts it in. They're down 7, 88-81. Holiday, a 15-foot step-back shot from Giannis. It was 90-81. Then Tatum, a two from Horford. It was a seven-point game. They make it a five-point game on a Brown shot. It was 90-85. Giannis had a little hook. It was a seven-point game, 92-85. You get to the point where Brandon makes another one as Jalen drives from Smart. It's 92-87. Soder would in five. Then Brown gets fouled. It's 92-88 after he makes the free throw. And then you get to the point where, with about 5.5 left, Giannis has a huge dunk, and they're up 94-88. But Horford makes a 19-footer from Tatum, and it was a four-point game. Connaughton answers with 5 left with a 24-foot three from Holiday. It was a 7-point buck lead at 97-90. But Horford makes a deep three from 27-foot from Smart, and it was a 4-point game again, 97-93. Then Horford again, a little mini 6-foot hook from Tatum. It was a 2-point game at 97-95. And there was like 3:44 left in the game, and they were like, "Hello, Milwaukee. We are here. This is going to be a great finish. We're involved in this game. We're deep in it with you. And then we're just going to dance." Smart got fouled, made the first, and it was a one-point game. Then he makes the second and tied it up. And bottom line is, I think they were down one at that point. They had gone on, the Celtics, a 20-9 run over the last 5.5 minutes. That's what got them back in the game. And they meant business all day. Connaughton took a terrible wing three. It was an air ball. And the Celtics got the ball back with about 3:20 left, down one. I just thought they were really poised and coming back in this game on the road in the fourth and just working to get good buckets. Giannis made a nice spin move, 9-footer, and they were up 3, 99-96 with 2.5 left. So Brown got fouled, goes to the line. Holiday got charged with the foul, and he hit the first to make it a 2-point game, and Brown had 24 at that point, 7 of 8 from the line, and he was 8 of 14 from the floor at that point. And then the second free throw was Splash City, and they were down 99-98 with 2.5 left. Connaughton missed another three, and at that point, the Celtics could have taken a lead with just over 2 left. But Horford missed a wide-open top-of-the-key three with nobody on him, and it stayed a 1-point buck lead. But Giannis went down and missed a running little mini layup hook kiss off the glass. Brown went the other way, missed, but got fouled. So Brown made both foul shots, and the Celtics had the lead at 199 with a minute 45 left. That was their first lead since 52-51. And then Holiday took a bad shot, missed. They got the rebound. They went to Giannis down low. And the shot clock went off, so they couldn't get the shot off. Giannis, everybody thought he got fouled, but the shot clock had gone off with a minute 25 left, so they were still down one. With a minute left, Brown missed the three on the wing, but the Celtics got the rebound and got the reset. And eventually, Smart fired, missed the three. Grant Williams tipped it out of bounds. So with 50 left, the Bucks had the ball and down one. Giannis hit a huge running finger roll layup to put him up 101-100 with 40 seconds left. Brown had a blow-by driving layup, but they stopped him, and Holiday got the rebound for the Bucks. Holiday hit a huge popper shot in like the elbow area when Tatum stumbled guarding him. And he put it in and hit the rim, hit the glass, then went in. And they went up 103-100. I mean, with 11 left in the game, Brown had 27, Horford 22. Giannis had 42 on 16-30 from the floor. And Holiday, an amazing game, 25 points. And he was doing it all, including that little lucky hook in the lane that fell. And, you know, They had it all going, even though they had been outscored by 10 in the fourth, 33-23 by Boston. Smart got fouled with the ball outside the line, trying to get a three off. He was clamoring for a call. He got the call, but they said he wasn't shooting it. By the way, I got to say, the dye job on Smart's hair to green had a nice touch to it. So Smart went to the line and bounced the first one in, and they were down 103-101 with 4.6 seconds left. How about this? Boston had to, like, you know, think about fouling twice, because with 4.6 left, they had a foul to give. Smart missed the second free throw, got it himself, went up, missed the shot. Smart shot did hit the rim, so they had time to get it off and win it. Horford tipped it in, and the Celtics thought they had tied it, but his tip-in was after the buzzer, and it was clear when you saw the replay that he didn't get it off, and the final was 103-101 Celtics. They got it done. The Bucks get it done by the two. So Milwaukee wins it 103-101. Boston thought they had it. The refs went to the sideline, and it was clear they didn't get the shot off Horford's tip. And the Bucks survive somehow after getting outscored in the fourth, 34-23. They hold on 103-101. The ball was still in Horford's hand when the final buzzer went off, so it was clear that it didn't count. Hell of a comeback by the Celtics. Tonight's game four should be absolutely awesome.